Mesechtes Bava Kama, Daf Chav Ches, four lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amar Beis, and we are in the middle of discussing if Avid Inish Dino Nafshei, and we stated in the Gemara that certainly if there will be a Pseida, then certainly Avid Inish Dino Nafshei. However, in a case where it's Lek Pseida, even if you go to Bezin, then there was a Machlekes between Rab Nachman and Rab Yehuda. Rab Nachman held that Avid Inish Dino Nafshei, the Kivin the Bedin Avid Loy Tarach. However, Rab Yehuda holds that Loy Avid Inish Dino Nafshei, the Kivin Lek Pseida, Lez Kamei Dayino, you should go to a Bezin. And the Gemara now begins, Master of Kana. The Gemara will ask a question on Rabbi Yehuda that we learned in Tesefta Ben Bagba Goymeh, that Ben Bagba teaches us Al Tikonis Lachatzah Chavercha Lital Shecha Shalei Brishos Shem Atir Lov Kaganev. Even if Reuven's friend owes him money and he could go into the Chatzah and take it back, Reuven should not do so in a discreet manner, as if he does so, then people will see him taking it and they will think that he's actually wrong, and that's why he had to do it so discreetly, and therefore they will think that he's a Ganev. And instead, Ben Bagba teaches us El Shavar Shinav Va'amaloi Shaliani Neutal. Instead, Reuven should break the teeth of Shimon, and as Rashi says, claim a kach b'chazaka, that Reuven should take this item back from Shimon b'chazaka, and Reuven should clearly tell Shimon that I'm taking my own item, and that's why I'm taking it. As Tezis points out, it must be that this price is talking about a scenario where there is not going to be a pseida if Reuven goes to Bezin, and as Tezis explains, because if there would be a pseida, then we would not even ask him to go into his reshus, even in a discreet manner, and we wouldn't care if he would be tirul of Kaganav, since clearly the price is talking about a case where it is lack of pseida, and still, Ben Bagbag stated that Shavar Shina va'amalei shaliyan eidotel, and he could go and take it. So you see, like Rab Nachman, that even b'delek pseida of an inish dinan nafshei. And the Mefarshim explained that Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehei were gerim, and Ben Hehei was called Ben Hehei because he was the son of Avram and Sarah, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu added a hey to both Avram's name, and he replaced the yud of Sarai to a hey as well. And some explained that is also why Ben Bagbag is called Ben Bagbag, because the gematria of Beis and Gimel is 5, and therefore it's similar name to Ben Hehe. And others explain that the Lashon Ben Bagbag is a Lashon of Ben Gerim. Gemara continues that Rav Kana asked this question to Rabbi Huda, so Amrulai, so Rabbi Huda responded to Rav Kana, and we continue on Daf Chav Chesim Lav, Imach, and Rashi brings two pshatim. The first pshat is Bitmiya, Klaima, Vichinira Beinecha, Sheshuvazu, Genesi. You really think that this question is a valid question, Rabbi Huda? Number two, Lishnachrina, Imach, Te Chuvazu, Sheina Klum. This question that you're asking and responding against me is not a valid question. And Rabbi Huda explains, Ben Bagbag Yichidah, that although it is true that this is the sheet of Ben Bagbag, and certainly Ben Bagbag agrees to Rab Nachman that Ovid Inish Dino Nafshei, however, I hold like the Rabbanan and the Chilk on Ben Bagbag. And the Mefarshim explained that although in this Brisa we don't see the sheet of Rabbanan and we don't find that in any other place in Shas, however, Rabbi Huda is saying to Rab Kana, you can't ask me a question from Ben Bagbag because Lamais, it could be that he's the Yechidah and it could be that Rabbanan argue. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz, Rabbi Anei Amar, Rabbi Anei states, my Shvar Shina of Bedin, Ben Bagbag stated that Reuven could break the teeth of Shimon. He didn't mean that Reuven could be Ovid Inish Nafshei. He meant to say that he should take him to a Din Torah, and that way he'll break his teeth and he will win based on a Taina. And the Gemara is Ihachi Va'amaloi, Lemaisa the Brisa states, Va'amaloi, and he will say to Shimon, Shalian in Toitel, that I'm taking my item. And Lechayr, if Reuven is taking Shimon to Bezin, then Lechayr Bezin should be saying to Shimon. And also Lefizeh, why does Ben Bagbag say to Shalian in Toitel, Shalayu Noitum Rebailei, that Lemaisa, since he went to Bezin, so Bezin should be telling Shimon that Reuven's taking his own item. And the Gemara states, Kasha in Chanami, there's a Kasha on the Teretz of Rabbi Yanai. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll ask you a Kasha from a Braisa on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. As the Braisa states, Shar Sha'ola al Gabi Chaver Lahagai, if Reuven Shar is climbing on Shimon Shar in order to kill Reuven Shar, Ubobal Tachton Vishaman Shaloi, and Shimon comes and pulls out his own Shar, Vinafel Elyon, and Reuven Shar falls down, Umes, and Reuven Shar dies, Potter, then Shimon will be Potter. And the Gemara is, My Lav Bemud, the Lek Pseida, the Lechayr, this price is talking about a case where Reuven's Shar was already a Muad, and therefore, if Reuven's Shar would have killed Shimon Shar, Shimon wouldn't have lost any money, and even so, we said that Shimon had a right to pull out his Shar and Ovid Inish Din Lafshei, and Lechayr, this is a question of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a right to Rabbi Nachman, and the Gemara answers Loi, Betam de Ikab Seda, that the price is talking about a case where Reuven's Shar was actually a Tam, and in this case, there would be a loss to Shimon, as if Reuven's Shar would have killed his Shar, he would only receive back Chetzi Nezek, and he would lose half of the value of his shar, and as we already learned that where there will be a loss, then certainly even Rabbi Huda agrees to Rav Nachman that Ovid Inish Dino Nafshei. And the Gemara says, Ihachi Eim Seifa, if you're telling me that the Braisa talk about a case where Reuven Shar was a Tam, let us see the Seifa, as the Seifa states, Dachvula Elyon Umeis Chayiv. And the Braisa continues that if instead of Shimon pulling his shar out from underneath Reuven Shar, he pushes Reuven Shar off of his shar and Reuven Shar dies, then Shimon will be Chayiv. And the Gemara is, V'ibitam Amai Chayiv, and if if you're telling me that the Bryce is talking about a case where Reuven's Adam was a Tam, and therefore Shimon was going to have a loss, and if so, all agree that Ovid Inish Nidl Nafshei, and if so, why would Shimon be Chayiv? And the Gemara answers, Shehoyle L'Shamtei V'Loi Shamtei, that even though it's true that where there's going to be a loss, that Ovid Inish Nidl Nafshei, but Maisa, since Shimon had another way to avoid his loss, and he could have pulled his animal from underneath Reuven's animal, and instead he pushed Reuven's animal off, so that is why Shimon is going to be Chayiv. And we see that although it's true, Rabbi Yehuda is maskim to Rabbi Nachman, in a case where there's a potential loss, that Ovid Inish Nidl Nafshei, however, even in such a scenario, you can't use excessive force, and you have to avoid any disproportionate force, and if you use too much force, then you will actually be Chayiv. And in the top Taisit Amid, Taisit points out, when the Gemara asked the question, V'ibitam amai Chayiv, as Bishlemi Yair b'mud, if we're talking about a case where Reuven's animal was a mud, and it was not going to be lost to Reuven, so Yesh Lilo Chayiv, so it makes sense, according to Rabbi Nachman, that the din is that you can be Mechayiv Shimon, Shane Boyle, because L'maisa, Shimon is not concerned about his loss of money, because ultimately he'll be able to get back money by going to Bezin, and therefore, certainly over there, we understood that you have to minimize and you can't use excessive force. However, the only reason why the Gemara had this question is only according to the tariffs that we gave, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Brisa talk about a case where Reuven's animal was a Tam. The Gemara's havmin is that and therefore the Gemara thought that Shimon should be Pata, and the Gemara comes out that even in a case where there's a potential loss, still Shimon has to make sure not to use disproportionate force and not to use excessive force. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya from a Brisa, and once again this will be a raya against Rabbi Yehuda and for Rabbi Nachman, as the Brisa states, if Reuven goes and fills up the chatzah of Shimon with pitchers or barrels of wine and of oil, then his Ovid Inish Nidl Nafshei, and the Baal Chatzah could break the barrels in order to go out of his Chatzah, and he could also break barrels in order to go into his Chatzah. And L'chair over here, there would be no loss to Shimon to go to Bezdin, have Bezdin paskin that Reuven has to remove his barrels, and even so, the Brisa teaches us that Ovid Inish Nidl Nafshei, and therefore it's a question of Rabbi Yehuda. And Taisus is bothered that even according to Rabbi Nachman that holds that Ovid Inish Nidl Nafshei, but we just mentioned they have to make sure to minimize the Hezek, and why wouldn't we say that Shimon should have taken the barrels and placed one on top of the other and made a path for himself? Why is it mutter for Shimon to actually break the barrels? And Taisa says, that the only time that we said you have to minimize the loss and damage is only where there wouldn't be a techa. However, in our case, where there would be a techa for Shimon to go and pick up each barrel in order to make a path, we did not require that at all. And the Gemara continues and answers, Rav Nachman Yitzchak explains, Meshav Yitzchak Bezdin, Meshav Nichlis Lahavis Chiyusav. In a Chanami Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Brisa does not mean that he could be Ovid Inish Nidl Nafshei, but we're talking about a person that was actually in his house and he needs to leave the area in order to go to Bezin, then certainly he's allowed to break the Kalim in order to go to Bezin, as he has no other Eitzah. And in addition, if Bezin requires him to go and bring his Shtari Rias, then Reuven will be able to break barrels in order to create a path in order to get into his home. And as Rashi says, Lahavis Chiyusav, Kagoin, if Reuven will be tining that this chatzah belongs to him, and Shimon has to go to his home to show proof that he has a deed and that he owns this chatzah. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. That how do we know that if there was a person who was a nirza and therefore he's supposed to work for the Adin up until Yovel, and now Yovel came and he's supposed to go out free, and still the nirza doesn't want to go out, as we know when he became a nirza, he says, and at this point his master is pressuring him to leave, as of course at this point he's not supposed to be an Eved any longer. And while the master is pressuring the Eved to leave, he pushes him and he calls the Chabura to the Eved that the other will be Pata. The Pasuk in Pashas Maaseh states, and we dash in and Rashi brings two Pshatim. Either Rashi says, Darish Ba Lashav, you're not chayiv for causing damage to an eved that is trying to still stay as an eved and doesn't want to leave. And lishnachrina, another version is lishav l'mishadina lias shavel mishpachtav in reitza, to this person who's really supposed to return to his mishpacha and he doesn't want to leave, the din is that the other will not be chayiv for causing any damage. And once again, the Gemara wants to ask a question on Rabbi Yehuda, that l'chir in this case there is no loss to the Adin, and even so we say that avet inish to the nafshei. I am a person who asked that l'chir we should say the opposite, that since we need a pasuk in order to teach us this limud, so it seems that it's only been a gay and adon that we say that Ovid Inish Dil Nafshei, but generally we would say that Loy Ovid Inish Dil Nafshei, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara answers, Hachamei Eskinim, Ba'av the Gnava, we're talking about a case where this Eved was a Ganav, and therefore there is a potential for a loss, and that's why even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Nachman that in this case, Ovid Inlish Dilan Nafshei, the Gemara is, Ada Idman Loi Ganav, Vahashta Ganav, doesn't make sense that this Eved lived by this Adon for so many years, and he didn't steal anything, and all of a sudden now he became a Ganav, and the Gemara answers, In a Kanami, that's exactly the case, Ada Idna, Ba'im Sidur Abelel, until now he had fear of his master, but Hashta Leslie Im Sidur Abelel, however at this point, since Yovel came, and therefore he doesn't have the fear of his master anymore, therefore he reverted back to his original Teva, as we know that the only time that there is a possibility for someone to be an Issa is only by a Mechur Bezin and not by a Mecha Atzmai. And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak gives another Teretz, Be'evet Shemusli Rabbi Shifcha Knanis, talking about a scenario where the master gave this Eved a Shifcha Knanis, and Ada Idna Teira Bahashti Yisura, until this point it was mutter for him to live with the Shifcha Knanis, but at this point it's also for him to live with the Shifcha Knanis, and that's why the Adon is forcing him to leave. As Rashi explains, Ada Idna Teira Dechsib in Madon of Yitin Lo Isha, Bahashta Shu Ben Chayrin Isura, Vishoyla Al Kaisi Blafishai, and therefore you have a right to hit the Eved and to be mafish him from Issa, to Haidin on Lav Nafshehu, as over here it's not considered a case of Ovid Nushdin Nafshei, as the Adon is doing this L'Shem Shemayim, and he's doing so for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he intends Dima Maslam, and I don't answer Shekhal Yamav, or Chodem Nilsa Nakat, that the Gemara brought a standard case, She'ozri Gilis L'Sariv, then in that case it makes sense that a person will pressure his Eved to leave, L'Fishi In Yachal Shtabarai Bay, and the reason is because at this point, the Adon no longer has a right to have the Eved work for him. L'Chari, based on the two Terutzim of the Gemara, it could be that the reason why the Brisa stated we're talking about a case of Nitzah is because the Brisa wanted to clarify and make sure we understood we're talking about a Mechur Bezin and an Ammeich Atzmai. That is why we say that this Eved was a Ganev and also this Eved was able to have a Shifcha Knanis. Of course, both of those are only relevant to Mechur Bezin and Nitzah is also only relevant to Mechur Bezin. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring your Raya from our Mishnah, and this Raya will actually be a question both on Rabbi Yehuda as well as on Rabbi Nachman. Our Mishnah stated, Aminich is a Kar B'Shus Rabim, if Reuven places his pitcher in Rishus Rabim, and then Shimon comes and trips on it and breaks the pitcher that Shimon is potter. And the Gemara's Medayi, time in the Niskelba, the only reason why Shimon is potter is because he tripped on the pitcher, Hashavra Chayiv, but if Shimon goes and intentionally goes and breaks the pitcher, then Shimon will be Chayiv. And Rashi points out that Rav stated on the Chav Zayin and Beis that we're talking about a case with Memal Rishus Rabim Kul Chavis, Reuven filled up the entire Rishus Rabim with his barrels, and therefore we see that a person does not have a right to go and create a din for himself, even by Malkam Seda, and therefore there is a question both from Nachman and Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answers, Amar Zud Mishpeh Rav, who Adin Afilu Shavra, that really our Mishnah did not mean to tell us that we should make a deal, that if you go and break a Biyadayim, you could be Chayiv, as even if Shimon would break these barrels, Biyadayim, he'd be Pata, as Ovid Inlish Din Afshei, L'Divrei HaKol, when it's been Malkam Seda, V'Hayde Tanin Niskal, the reason why our Mishnah spoke about a case where Shimon tripped and broke these barrels, is because I had a Kabbalah L'Misli Sefer, since in the Sefer of the Mishnah we're going to stay, that in Huzak Balchav is Chayiv Niskai, that if Shimon gets damaged by this pitcher, then the Balchavis will be Chayiv for this Hezek, the Dafka Niskal, then in that case, certainly the din is that Reuven's only Chayiv for the Hezek that he causes to Shimon is only if Shimon tripped on the barrel. However, certainly Aval Shavaloi, if Shimon went and broke the barrel of Reuven, and then a piece of the barrel flew off and hurt Shimon, then certainly Reuven will not be Chayiv to Azik Nafshei, because Shimon caused his own damage, and therefore Reuven will be Pata. And since in the Sefer it had to be talking about a case where Shimon tripped over this Kli, so Katani Reisha Niskal, and therefore in the Reisha we also spoke about a case in Niskal, but in the Chanami, even if Shimon would have broken and be a Dayim, then L'Divrei HaKol he would be Pata, as even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Hechad Ikab Seda are been in this Dilan Afshei. And the Gemara continues, Tashma will bring another Raya, and once again the Gemara is trying to bring a Raya, both against Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yehuda, even B'Makom Seda Loi Ovid in Shdil Nafshei. The Pasuk states in Pashat Kisetze regarding the Din of Baishas, Ki Yenotzo Anoshim Yachtav Ishva Achiv V'Korva Ishas HaEchad Lahatzalas Isha Miyad Makayu V'Sholch Yoda V'Chzikar B'Mavushav. And then the Pasuk tells us V'Katzeses Kapo Loi Sochus Seinecha. The Baishas teaches V'Katzeses Kapo Momen, when the Torah tells us that we'll cut off our hand, it doesn't mean we literally cut off her hand, it just means that she has to pay money and she has to pay for the Baishas she caused this man. My lab She'en Yichay Lahatzal Yidei Dabacha. And L'Chari is talking about a case where she had no other option in order to save her husband, even though her husband was being damaged, and therefore it was B'makom Seda. Still, we said that Le'Ovid in Shin Lafshe, and she's B'chayiv. And the Gemara answers Loi She'chay Latzalai De Davacha, that the case over there was that she had an ability to save her husband through using another method, and that's why she's B'chayiv and Baishas. As Rashi says, in that case, it's not a scenario of Ovid in Shin Lafshe, as in that case, it's Loi Dina Avda. She didn't do it properly, and that's why she could B'chayiv. And the Gemara now is Medayik, that the reason why we were B'chayiv her was because And clearly you hold that if she had no other eitzah in order to save her husband, then she'd be potter. The Gemara therefore asks, Ihachi adetani sefer, why is it that in sefer that brisa, the brisa states, b'sholch yodah, prat l'shlirch bezin, the only time when mechayev for boishes is only when she did this by herself. However, if shlirch bezin does this, then it'll be potter even on boishes. The Gemara asks, l'flug v'lis l'bididah, why didn't the brisa actually state the similar case been a gay woman? And we could have said the opposite case, and the case where she'd be potter is b'medrimur, the only time we said shechayev, b'shechoy l'hatzal yididah b'achar, and therefore she didn't do it in, and therefore, of course, she was chayev for boishes. But in the case where she had no other choice but to do it in this manner, then certainly the din is that b'makom seida of an inish din nafshei, and she would be potter. And why do we have to say prat l'shlirch bezin if we could have given a better example? And the Gemara answers, hachinami kama in chinami. That's exactly what the brisa meant. But medrimur, b'shechoy l'hatzal yididah b'achar, the only time she's chayev is only she had another way to save her husband. But if there was no other method, then nasi yada k'shliach bezin p'tura. Then it's as if her hand becomes like the shliach bezin, because at this point it's of an inish deal nafsha. That's the reason why she will be potter. The Gemara continues. Tashma, bring your raya from Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra, and this raya once again will be both against Rav Nachman and against Rav Yudah. That even makom seida, we will see that loy oved inish deal nafsha. And the Gemara brings harisha yisederach rabbim averes p'tech sedeo. If there was a path that went through the middle of Reuven's field, and the rabbim were working through that, and therefore they had a right to continue walking there, not v'naslam in atzad. And of course, since this path went directly in the middle of Reuven's field, therefore there was a loss to Reuven, and instead Reuven wanted to take this path back and replace it by giving them a path on the side of his field. The din is whatever he gave to the rabbim is rabbim's, and then whatever was originally theirs still belongs to them, and he has no way to go and stop them from using either path. And the Gemara is, over here, there's definitely a pseida to Reuven, and therefore why can't he go and take a club and sit by the original path and make sure no one traverses and no one travels through his field? Rashi explains, let Reuven take a stick and sit by the original path, and this would be a valid din, as if he would go to Bezdin, they would actually paskin that he could keep this path, because at least at this point in the Gemara feels that since the Mishnah stated that the second path that he gave to the Tzibur, which is on the side of his field, would belong to the Tzibur, so you see it's a valid replacement. If so, it would seem that he really has a right to take back the path that's in the middle of his field. It would seem that the reason why the Mishnah did not allow him to take back that original path is because even Makom Seida Loy Ovid Inish Dil Nashe, and Taisus points out even a little bit further, V'Salkadai T'chashto, that the Gemara's having is the Shaloi Lo Yigiyu, when the Mishnah stated that the Rabbim doesn't lose their right to the middle path, not really because they have a right to it, because L'maisa, he already gave them a replacement, but L'fishein Yochel has been called every Drachim of Bezdin, it's because he can't go and bring every single person that's about to travel through his path to Bezdin, even though it's B'makom Seida, and even more so, it'll be almost impossible for him to go and retain his rights and to make sure that people don't walk through his field. And even so, the Mishnah tells us, the Gemara brings three terutzim, Amar Azvid, Mishmeid Rava. First, Rav Zit said, that really, Midraisa, he should be able to go and hit them with a club because of Makom Seida, and therefore, Ovid Inish Dil Nafshe. However, Rabbanim made a gzera because they were concerned that someone will give them some path on the side of his field that is going to be a crooked path, and he won't replace the middle path with a path that's exactly the same as that path. Therefore, they made a gzera that he can't do so, and even if you're going to go and try to replace it, both paths will belong to the rabbim. And as Rashi says, it's derech hakolosan, the labdinu, and the Gemara continues with the second teretz from Shasha Omer ben Noislam derech hakolosan, that in the chanami, if he gave them a straight path, then in the chanami, the did would be that since the makom seida of an inish dil nafshe, but the case we're talking about is where the replacement path that Reuven gave to the Tzibur is actually a path that is much longer and it's a crooked path. That is why the Mishnah Paskin Mashanasan Nasan Vishalay Loyagiu as a Knas. And Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi states, Kalmanatza, Derech HaKlosanu, is actually irrelevant as to the quality of the path, as even if the path would be shorter way to get through his field, it's still not going to be necessarily a proper path and something which everyone will be happy with, because Kreigel Zer, Chaikel Zer, that even though this path may be closer to some people, but it's much further away from other people, as beforehand it was right in the center of Reuven's field, and now it's at the edge of his field, and therefore for some people it will not be as good. That is why the middle path still belongs to the rabbim, as certainly he can't take it away from others where it was better for them, and therefore it wasn't a proper replacement. And the Gemara continues, if we're saying that the new path that he gave to the Tzibur is not a valid path and is not as good as the original path, this replacement did not work, and therefore the Tzibur should keep the middle path, and Reuven should keep the path that he gave to the tzibah at this point. Ayin Tesis, who is Gurus, instead of like we have of Yehachi Amaisha Loila Yagiyoi, but he learns Yehachi Masha Nasan Nasan Amai. It's easier to understand the question based on the Gears of Tesis, but ultimately, either way that you learn, this is the Gemara's question. And as our Gemara continues, Lema Lahu, let Reuven say to the tzibah, Shkailu Dutru, take back your original path, Bahavlu Didi, and give me the path that I gave him in Atzad. Why is it that the Mishnah states that both paths belong to the tzibah? And the Gemara answers, Mishnah Rabbi Yudah, this is based on another than Rabbi Yudah, Dam Rabbi Yudah, Metzich Shikzig Barabim, Asal Kakloi. Once there's a Rabbim that's machzik in a path, then you can't take that path away from them. And I am showing them that although Rabbi Yudah used the Lashon of Metzich Shikzig Barabim, it doesn't mean that they actually made a chazakah and they used it for a long period of time. And as Yudvah, Mesechus Bar Basra states, Pirish Kesuch Zuku Bershus, Kihacha, Vekonel Alto Bihilach, that over here they will machzik it through the Rishus that Reuven gave them, as Reuven intended to give them this replacement path, and therefore they're going to be koyin right away when they start walking through it. And Ridva says, Alva Shloi Bershus Gezelu Ve'in Lehem Bei Chazak La'ilam Du Rabban Lei Machzik L'Yachav Lei Machzik Yachav Alayu, and they would actually never be able to form a Chazaka. And the Maharam Rutenberg says, the Cholhecha De Ika Taina Kaldu L'Rabban Chashiv K'Muchzakim, that any time the Rabban has any type of Taina, they're considered the Muchzakim Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you Raya once again, that even Makam Seidah, that Loi Ovid In Shnil Afshei, as we have Bryce that states, Baal Bayis Shnir Peya Mitzad Echad, if the Baal Bayis leaves Peya on one side of his field, and Lemaisa, when the Aniyim came, they actually took payer from the other side of the field, and this was done midas of Reuven and from the das of the Baal Bayis. Zev is a payer. The din is that both the payer that Reuven left over and the payer that the Aniyim took is considered payer. And the Gemara asks, "V'i Amrit Avad Inush Din Lafshei Amay Zev is a payer." L'chayr, if we hold that Avad Inush Din Lafshei, l'chayr, once the Aniyim took payer from one side of the field, so the other payer that Reuven originally took off should no longer be payer. And as the Gemara says, "Linka Pazur Leisev, let Reuven take a stick, and he should sit by the original payer and make sure that the Aniyim don't take it." And Ayin Tezid Yom Maskel Amay Zev Zev Payer the Bishleim or Isi Shin Natloi the Bishleim the part of the field that the Aniyim took have a payer, certainly that's payer Hoyl the Natloi Medaitai because they took it with Das of Reuven Elo Isi Shin Niach, but the part that Reuven left over as payer Stom and Musa Hoyl Medaitai that Mistomor the Das of Reuven was Shem Yitlu Mitzad Acha that the Aniyim ultimately come and take from a different part of his field Shiach Savieskaba that Reuven will have the right to go and take it back, and therefore the Chayor since it's a Makam Seda, so the din should be that Ovid Inish Din Lafshei and Reuven should be able to take this back. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rava explains that Inach Hanami, the original part of the field that he made payah, is really not payah, and Aniyim can't take it. But my Zev is a payah, when the Brisa states that both sides are considered payah, it's only regarding one din, Lepaitrim and Amaisa, that Reuven will still be potter from take off Maisa from this part of the field that originally made payah. Ketanya, as we went to the Brisa, Hamafkas Kamoi, if someone is Mafka his vineyard, Vehishkam Abaika, and he wakes up in the morning, Ubatsre, and he goes and collects it, and he reacquires it from Hefka, the din is that although he's going to be chayib parent of ilus of shichul peah, however the potter man amaisa, since lamaisa at one point it was hefka and it became potter man amaisa, therefore it's still considered potter man amaisa. And Ayin Rashi who brings down the chul between parent ilus shichul peah and maisa is benegaya parent ilus shichul peah. It says an extra lashon of tazev, and therefore even if at one point it was hefka, it still will be chayib in all those things. However potter maisa like sibbe tazev yisera alma hefka kaldu potter maisa ketan kol shu oichav nishba. But otherwise, it will be Patur Maisa. And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let's point out that in the middle of our Gemara, the Gemara asks a question from our Mishnah of Haminecha Zakai Bishus Rabbim. And L'chayra, generally, the derech of the Gemara is either to bring a raya from our Mishnah, either at the beginning of the Sugya or at the end of the Sugya, and why to put it right in the middle. And Rishayim explained, because the first previous questions that we had were all questions were dafka on Rabbi Yehuda and actually were raya to Rav Nachman. From this point that we brought our Mishnah and forward, and for the last four of the Rayas, these Rayas were actually both against Rabbi Yehuda as well as against Rabbi Nachman, as even Makam Seda, the Gemara's Haminim was that we should have Raya that Loi Ovid Inish Din Lafshei Ayin Sham. And we continue with the new Mishnah Nishbur Kadib Rishis Rabbim. If Reuven is holding a pitcher and it breaks in Rishis Rabbim V'huchuk Echer B'mayim, and then Shimon slips on the water Shalaka B'chasis, or he's damaged through the pieces of this pitcher Chayev, then Reuven will be Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda states B'miskavin Chayev B'in Miskavin Pata, that Reuven will only be Chayiv if he does so be miskavin, but if it's in miskavin, there'll be potter, and the Gemara will explain the entire Mishnah, and the Gemara will now bring a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to how to learn our Mishnah. Our Rabbi Yehuda Rav and Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav Leishanol Shatinfu Kelu B'mayim, that our Mishnah is talking about a specific case where Reuven was not mafka the water in the Rishis Rabbim, and therefore it was not considered his bar, and instead the reason why he'll be chayiv for damages is based on a din of shar, and therefore Reuven will only be chayiv for the damage that occurred to Reuven's begotten, for example, that got dirty directly from the water, and we continue on daf chav ches and beis avu atzwe pata. But if Shimon slips on the water of Reuven and then he falls onto the ground and he hurts himself, so although it's true that the reason why Shimon got hurt was because he slipped on Reuven's water, well, the ma'aser that would only be a grumba, and therefore a grumba bin zaken is pata, and you can't be mechayiv Reuven to pay for the damages that occurred to Shimon based on hitting the ground, because kako ilma zikasai, and since Shimon fell on the ground of Rishis Rabim, so therefore Reuven is not going to be chayiv. Rashi explains kako ilum she'ila bailam hazikasai umrenu shazeh grumba ba'amba avalei. Rashi is bothered alachira, why isn't Reuven going to be chayiv based on a dinner bar? V'rabal tamei da'amal kamon bar shechayiv la'tar la'havalei v'lei l'chavotai. The only way that someone is chayiv for damages to someone through a bar is only when the person is damaged through the bad air of the bar. And the hezek of bar is not when someone hurts himself on the ground of the bar. And over here, since a person was only hurt based on the ground, therefore Reuven will not be chayiv. Why did Rav say that we're talking about a case where Shimon got damaged from the water itself? And we can't say that Reuven was mafka the water. Then Cain loy mechayiv loy al kelim loy al atzmai. In that case, he would not be chayiv for the kelim or for the damage that is caused to Shimon himself. And the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Talmud of Rav and the Talmud afterwards of Shmuel, and Kamisa Kabita Shmuel, when I said over the member of Rav in front of Shmuel, Amalis, so Shmuel told me, Mechte, let's see, Avna Sakina Masai, mi Bari Lamanu, the reason why someone is chayiv, if their stone or their knife or the package damaged someone, is based on bar, the Kulan, the Kariban, Shavla, Adam, Chamavla, Kalim, and Lamaisa, we have a cloud, Benegea bar, that even if Reuven's bar kills someone, or if his bar destroys someone's Kalim, that he would be Pata, because the Torah tells us, Shar, and we learn that, Vlay Adam, and Chamavla, Kalim, Vahani Milan Yuktala, and when do we say this cloud? Only if the bar kills a person or damages Kalim, and as Rashi states, because the Pasuk is talking about Misa, because the Pasuk states, Vamesi Eloi. Shmuel continues, Avalin Yinizakin, Adam Chayiv, Kalim Turin. But if your bar damaged someone, then Benegei and Adam, then you'd be Chayiv, as it doesn't go into the cloud of Shavali Adam. However, Benegei Kalim, you'll still be Pata, and as Rashi says, Aval Benezek Adam Chayiv, Balabar, the Krom Mikhaif Matinon, the Kalim Turin, Al Niske Kalim Pata Balabar, the Shviyasin Zuri Misasan, because there's no din of Hezek by Kali, as once a Kli is damaged, then it's considered like it's already dead, as it's already useless. And as Rashi explains, that Shmuel holds Masisa Nami Meimim Bayeruhu, that our Mishnah is talking about his Mayim, and that's considered his bar. Hilkach Yichayev Aniska Guf Chayve, V'loy Alakim, and therefore Shmuel argues in Rabbi, and he says just opposite, that when you Mechayev Reuven, it's only on the Nezek that he caused to Shimon's body, but not the Hezek that he caused to Shimon's begotten. Gemara explains, V'Rav, and Rav will respond to Shmuel, Hani Mili Hechataf Karinu, that the only time that we said that something is considered a bar is only when someone's mafkid water, but in our case, where Reuven was not mafkid water, then certainly it's considered his mamin, and therefore he's chayiv for the begadim. Reuven won't be chayiv any damage that it caused to Shimon. And as Rashi explains, that Rav holds that bar shechayiv of tayr behifk rishusay baru dechayvasay, that the only time you chayiv is only if someone's mafkid erishus as well as the bar. Avalef karinu memainu umishari lemadnu hilkach tinu klim memainu the mazik of it. Avon nezek agov kako ilam of the. And Rashi continues that Shmuel argued at Rav, and he holds that the case of bar that the Torah is referring to, not only in the case where you mafke a bar, but even in the case of hifke rishusai v'loy hifke bari, it's still considered a case of bar. Therefore, based on the pasuk of chamar v'loy kelim, you'll be potter for kelim, and the only way to explain our Mishnah is only to be mechayiv him on the damage caused to Shimon, even though, as we stated previously, that l'chira Shimon was hurt on the karka and his karka ilam, and therefore, how could it be that Reuven be chayiv? However, Rashi says the Shmuel tamei d'amal kamon parshuk. And even so, he will still be chayiv, since Shimon was only damaged and he wasn't killed. Therefore, the miyat by bar of shavlei adam doesn't apply, and that's why Reuven is chayiv to pay for Shimon's damages. And the Gemara continues: Masr Rabbi Ishi, Rabbi Ishi will now ask a question both on Rav and Shmuel, as the pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim states: V'chiyiftach ishbar, aygiyuchar ishbar, v'lei chasenu v'nafal shama shari chamar. And the Brisa states: Shavlei adam chamar v'lei kelim mikan amru. When we learn from here, nafal if an axe together with its kelim fall into a bar and the kelim break, or chamar v'kelim v'niskaru, or a donkey fell into a bar with its vessels, the donkey's vessels were ripped, chayiv al behemo patal kelim, then Reuven be chayiv for damages they caused to the behemo, but it'll be patal on the kelim, as we learned out, shara v'le adam chamar v'le kelim. And Rashi explains that the Brisa used the lashon shvira for the kelim of the shar, and the Brisa used the lashon of ripping for the kelim of the chamar, as that is the standard type of kelim that a shar uses, for example, a yoke for a shar which breaks, and a hadas or a saddle or some sort of a blanket that's used on a chamar, which of course rips and doesn't break. And the price continues, what is this similar to? That you have placed an evan, your sakin, or your package in Rishis Rabim, and it's mazik someone that you can be put on the kalim. Before the Gemara gets to this point, the Gemara points out, the lashon of the price doesn't make sense. We don't learn the din of bar from evan sakin masai. We actually learn the opposite, that once we know that the chiyav on bar and the Torah on kalim in a bar, then we also learn this to avnei sakin masai. And because of this question, the Gemara changes the lashon and says, on my daimel is there, what is the similar din that we learn from bar? And the Gemara tells us that the din by avnei sakin masai would be similar if a person's stone or his knife or his package damage a kalim or they kill a person in rishis rabim, they will be pata, as the same din applies. Shav lo adam chamar v'lo kalim. Finally, the brisa continues, lefikach, and therefore metiach tzuchisai be'evin chayiv. If a person's pitcher breaks because of the evin or ruvain in rishis rabim, that he would be chayiv. And keep in mind, the Gemara will actually ask in a moment that lechayr is a steer between the reish and the sefer. Initially, the Gemara will now ask a question both on Rav and on Shmuel, as the Gemara asks, reisha kashal Rav, the lechayr the reisha is going to be shver and Rav, as Rav just taught us that the only time that something is considered a bar is only if the person was mafka that item, and lechayr in this case of avnei sakin masai, it's mashmar that even if he was not mafka the item, you'd still be chayiv based on bar. The sefer kashal Shmuel, and the sefer is shver and Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, in a case where a person has an evan rishis rabim, that should definitely be considered a bar. Therefore, the klal of chamar v'le kalim should kick in, and therefore you should be potter for paying for the person's pitcher. And the Gemara continues and asks that l'chiria, how can you ask a question only on Rav and Shmuel if the brice itself is shver minei obey as a tameich tikshulach higufa reisha potter v'sefer chayiv? The reisha says that you'll be potter on kalim, and the sefer, which seems to be a standard case of bar, you're going to be chayiv. Therefore, clearly there must be a pshat even according to Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara explains al Rav matar tameich Shmuel matar tameich in chenami. Rav will explain this brice according to his own shita, and Shmuel will explain the brisa l'shitasai, as Rabbi Taras Tamei b'med v'murim k'shef kiran, that the brisa means to say that the only time that you're going to be part of a kalim in the reisha is only in the case where you mafkid a keli avalev kiran chayiv. But in the sefer we're talking about a case where he wasn't mafkid, and that's why the brisa states he chayiv and lefika chetiach su chayse be'evan yochayiv or Shmuel Taras Tamei and Shmuel b'mataras l'shitasai hashad amr avin zakinim masai k'bayir dami. Now that we stated that a person's evan zakinim masai they placed in rishis rabim is considered like a bar. Therefore, in the Reisha, the din is that you can be put on Kalim, because, of course, according to Rabbanon, we have a klal of Shavlo Adam, Chamov Lo Kalim. However, as we already mentioned previously, that there is a machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda doesn't have this miut, and he holds that even B'negei Bar are prisoners chayiv for damaging someone's Kalim. Therefore, the Sefer Brice is really telling us, Rabbi Huda, Mechayiv, Aniska Kalim Bar, according to the Sheet of Rabbi Huda, that's Mechayiv someone, even for being Mazik Kalim in a bar, Lefika, Chetiach Tzu Chayiv, Be'evin Chayiv, according to Rabbi Huda, we will be chayiv to pay for the damage that he caused to Shimon's pitcher. And of course, both according to the Teretz of Rav and according to the Teretz of Shmuel, there's no longer a stira in this braisa, according to Rav l'shitasai, and according to Shmuel l'shitasai. And the Gemara now continues to explain the braisa further, as the braisa stated l'fika chemtiach stuchisa be'evin chayiv, and the Gemara will now explain exactly what the case was, and in what case will Reuven be chayiv to pay for Shimon's pitcher. The Gemara brings two versions as to what Rabbi Elazar teaches us, as Rabbi Elazar teaches us Leishano, we only taught this in El Shenisko Be'evin V'Nosha Be'evin, is only when Shimon tripped on the stone and then the keli and the pitcher broke on the stone itself. Alvinisko Be'kaka V'Nosha Be'evin, of Reuven tripped on the kaka and then the pitcher hit the stone and the stone broke the pitcher, then potter, then Reuven will be potter. As Rashi explains, the reason why Reuven will be potter is because the kaka garmalai, as although it's true that Reuven's stone actually caused the actual hezek to the pitcher, but the mice, the kaka was involved in the hezek, and since it was gurimit, so therefore Reuven will be potter, as lemaisa he didn't cause this entire hezek. And the Gemara explains, command like Reb Nosson, that this din Reb Elazar taught us is not going like the shita Reb Nosson, and as Rashi brings down, because the Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph will bring b'shor shadach v'schaver lebar, if there's a shor that pushes another shor into a pit, kol hechad lech l'shlum m'hashtar mishtal m'bar, any amount of damages that you can't collect from the shor, and for example, if that shor was a tam and you can only collect chetzi nezek, then you'll be able to collect the other 50% from the Bala Bar. And Rav Nosson holds the concept of joint and several liability. However, Rav Elazar holds that since the kaka had some sort of a part in this damage, therefore you won't even be mechayev the Bala Evan at all. The Gemara continues, Ikadamri, another version as to what Rav Elazar taught us, of Rav Elazar, Leitem, Beniskel, Be'evan, Venashe, Be'evan, and Mechayev, that don't say that the only time you'll be mechayev is only if Shimon tripped on the stone and the pitcher broke on a stone, and you think that we do not say that you have joint and several liability, and therefore if Shimon tripped on the kaka and the pitcher broke on the stone, then Reuven will not be chayiv, and I feel in this kaka v'dash be'avim chayiv, come on, Krab Nosin, and in Chanami, the price is going like Krab Nosin, and we do hold the concept of joint and several liability, and we'll stop over here.